This is the post show for podcast 63.
What is this band again?
Gorillaz.
Gorillaz. They can't hear it, though. They can't hear it on the podcast.
Oh, I was going
to
say
only we can hear the music. You know what we can do? Let's go back to the questions we didn't answer.
They kind of freak me out a little bit.
Because they're not real.
Well, no, they're videos.
These are real questions.
Freaky. Gross.
Did you see that video I posted the link to from Jimmy Fallon doing Neil Young?
What? I did, but I hate him so much I couldn't watch it.
It was so hilarious. Oh, my God. If you haven't seen this, Jimmy Fallon is not funny at all. He was funny on SNL, though.
Abiding hatred.
No. He was a good impressionist. He did good impressions on SNL.
I was just annoyed at how amused he was by himself.
Yes,
he would giggle at himself like every 5 minutes.
That was his shtick. He's not a good comedian, but he was a good impressionist. His show is terrible, but he came on it. I guess he was on his own show doing this.
Yeah.
Tough, desperate as Neil Young singing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song, and it was fucking great.
I started watching it, and I was a couple minutes in, and I stopped because I just can't.
The voice was spot on.
It didn't matter. Like, that's how much I hate him.
All I see is just his stupid smirk. Like, he's, I'm making a joke, and it's funny.
I refuse
to
support.
And I think it's funny, too. I don't know.
Anything that revolves around him. So I won't watch that.
Looking for heart of gold.
God, that show is so hard to watch.
Don't.
It's awful.
No one's going to make you watch it. Don't watch it. It'll go away eventually.
I know.
Good.
You guys see the Muppet video?
Yes.
Them singing
the Muppet Bohemian Rhapsody.
It was so happy.
That was good.
With the bear, the big bear sings too. It's hilarious. And what's his name? Beaker? So great. Everybody should watch that.
That was actually pretty excellent. I'm going to see if there's any questions here we didn't answer.
Okay.
Also, if you're listening to the post show, thank you for donating or for subscribing. And sorry that last week's episode got nuked. I didn't realize I was doing something stupid and I...
We baked it.
Unrecorded the post show.
Did you have you watched Star Trek again?
No, it's sitting in my Netflix envelope on my counter.
Yeah, no. So good. We should watch the extras. Apparently, all the extras are tasty.
Yeah, we should probably do that.
Oh, but you watched it on Blu-ray, right? So it was like extra tasty.
Yeah,
it was still really better amazing on big screen, but still really good.
Well,
on
because
the
when
screen.
They when they have like Star Trek porn, it's still better on the big screen.
Yeah,
unless you have a giant projector.
Did you? Okay,
like when
so
it comes out of the rings of Uranus.
I think it was Saturn. Actually,
that is. It's so like seeing the centerfold. Like where the centerfold opens and you're like, oh, and then when it goes through like the cloud, that extra little flap of the centerfold comes down. You're like,
oh, right.
Oh, that's
oh,
so complete.
Baby.
Money shot.
Yeah. Because God, that shot is so epic.
I heard that one of the deleted scenes is a nice racism joke that you would enjoy. That Kirk can't tell the difference between the green girl he's trying to fuck and a different green girl. And, like, goes up to her,
God,
like, oh, hey, baby, I was trying to fuck you earlier. And she's like, I'm a different green girl, dick. And that's pretty good.
He's like, oh.
You all look alike to me, honestly.
So can I do you or what?
You would have to assume that in that society, there would have to be a book that's like, these are aliens that your junk will line up with. These are aliens you have to do special things with your junk to get them to fit. And these are aliens where if you fuck them, you'll die.
I'm
what are you
not
talking
sure
about
that?
We have that now. That's exactly how it is now.
I don't think that Star Trek was ever really concerned about all the mechanics of
that. I will say it's interesting how often Kirk and Riker were able to fuck things with no regard for whether or not they had vaginas.
Alien
again,
STDs.
We have this now.
Shut up.
It's like, Josh and his friends.
Josh is the present Kirk.
Yeah, but
Josh is Riker.
Think about this. Like Riker goes down to Risa and he's about to get some
number
booty.
One.
He meets some, you know, bluish purplish bitch and they do their, you know, they have their little date and they share a hot tub and then he starts banging her. And, like, not only is it, like, not a girl, but it's a dude. And, like, it's not his sex hole. It's, like, his fucking egg hole or something. It's, like, a guy what? With a cloaca. I mean, he wouldn't know.
Yeah, see, we got this now.
Well, I always thought that was weird in the... Which movie was it? Where they're dumped on the ice planet because for prison. Uh-huh. And he kicks that one alien in the knee. And somebody says, like, oh, that wasn't not his knee. No, right, right.
Not everybody keeps their genitals in the same place.
And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. It's just...
It would if all of the women on his planet had knee vaginas.
Or knee penises, I guess. I don't know.
I think he had a knee penis, though.
That was whatever. That was a man-woman. In real life.
It was
the knee was...
Right. Isn't that a man-woman?
Oh, my God. So you haven't seen Venture Brothers. Their new bodyguard, because Brock is MIA, their new bodyguard is Sergeant Hatred, a reformed villain, and also a reformed pedophile.
Oh,
and he is straight up a pedophile. He wants to rape little boys. They're very clear about that.
Oh my God.
And he has to take special drugs that the OSI gives him to not want to rape boys. It's called No Molest at All. He like injects it into his neck. So he goes with Dean and Hank. He chaperones them to a movie. Uh-huh. And it's supposed to be like Lord of the Rings. And there's all these kids in there and all these like 12-year-old boys watching the movie. And he's like, God! Hank, what kind of movie is this? What are you trying to do to me? And he's like, there's their version of like the elf prince is a 300-year-old elf that looks like a 12-year-old boy. And I'm like, he's eternally 12 years old. And he's wise in age. And he's like, oh, his skin's so soft.
Oh my God, that's creepy.
So then he runs out of medicine and locks himself in the panic room so he doesn't rape Hank and Dean.
Jesus.
And they're like, you've got to come out of there, Uncle Hatred. We've got to get you your medicine. He's like, Hank, I'm going to go to Taiwan, and I'm going to bring you back a little boy-girl brother-sister. A little brown-skinned, beautiful boy-girl.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's
really
terrible.
Creepy. It's awesome.
That's...
Don't you want a little brown-skinned boy, girl?
That's worse than the old man on Family Guy.
It's a little bit worse. A little bit not as bad, a little bit worse. Ooh. It's hard to say. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Looking through the questions. No.
So, Twilight. That Twitter that I sent about that those are real statistics. That it wasn't making that up.
Oh, that it was like 90%,
80% of all tickets.
I believe that.
I was trying to, because I was like, how do they get those numbers? And I guess they do sample size. Like they'll go to
that makes sense.
Exit poll.
Yeah. No. They'll go to Dallas with somebody with a clipboard, and we'll go in there, and we'll like literally count through, and they'll do a sample for a certain area,
right?
And they gauge those numbers against the rest of the country.
Sure.
Because they'll do samples like all over.
Yeah, just statistics.
And they were like, it was like 80% women.
Yeah, I mean, and then the 20% poor old like boyfriends that had to be dragged there to watch it.
And that's what everybody was figuring. They're like, well, that's why the numbers are so high. Because I'm sure that it's probably...
Poor suckers.
It's probably like 40% girls or female, 60% like male, because they figured it's going to be like dudes... You know, strung along, but not at all the case.
Yeah. That's like vast, that overwhelmingly. Right.
I mean, I've never saw the first one, so I have no idea.
I honestly think from what I've heard from the readers,
so bad.
From what I've heard You've from seen the readers, first one. We need to get the riff tracks and just do it one night. That it is,
I think
as
so.
Good. It's as good bad as any shitty movie that we've seen before.
Yeah, it really. Oh my God!
And with the riff tracks, I bet it's totally worth.
Well, you saw it, but you got hammered. Like every
no, we were. I mean, my sisters got hammered, but I was drinking.
She's underage.
No, she's not.
She's 17. In American years,
she's 22.
In American years, she's not.
In the
you guys
lunar,
are lunar.
The lunar calendar. That calendar, it's different. Yeah.
You guys are lunar. She's like 20, 28 and a half. She's 16 here.
I don't want to say it's the Star Wars for females.
No, okay, that's...
Why would you say that?
That's terrible.
Because if it's 80% going,
that's like saying every girl is dumb.
I'll be interested to see what the second week sales are.
The Star Wars for dumb people. There, that makes more sense.
Well, yeah, but if you look at douchebags, they see Star Wars as a Star Wars for us. They're like,
douchebags like that Star Wars.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they did. That new one? Yeah, they absolutely did.
No, not the new one, old one.
Oh, no, jocks were totally into the new Star Wars.
Really? Oh, why?
Cross-category appeal for non-geeks.
Those don't count. And in no shape or form.
I'm just saying.
I'm talking about the original.
Ticket sales.
It is funny to me, this whole discussion of like, oh, Twilight nerds or Twilight fans are awful fans, and they're not, well, I don't know, just all of this stuff, which, I mean, I don't like the Twilight series. I think it's kind of garbage, but at the same time, I don't really understand the whole persecution for the Twilight fans.
For me, it's different. For me, it's not, teenagers will always like garbage.
That's what I'm saying.
But Twilight is specifically trying to foist this pseudo-religious agenda, which is a very negative presentation of what girls should aspire to be.
I don't know. I guess.
I think there is a point where you say we have got the number one property for girls age, 9 to 14. And it will probably stay there for the next, half a decade.
But you read the books. And did you think that?
She's not a kid.
Think what?
What did you... Did you think that it was like...
I think... Okay, so I read the first book, and I have no plans to read the other books.
Well, that's your loss.
My mistake, obviously. But I think she nailed a very specific demographic. I don't understand the outliers of like the older women that are such big fans of it, but I understand the teenage target demographic, that it's all, the teenage girls, they feel like, nobody pays attention to them and they're gawky and they're awkward and, oh, but they, the handsome, charming boy falls in love with them, but doesn't want to have sex with him or, doesn't expect anything of them. You know what I mean?
Heroine.
Like,
their heroine. It's very... The story is this codependent, weak-willed, follower.
I promise it's
girl.
Not even remotely that complicated. I don't think she even thought that far ahead.
The relationship that they show, first of all, almost no one's going to hear this. This is for the 20 people that are going to hear it. So if you're offended by this, I'm sorry. But Stephenie Meyer's own Mormon upbringing is so just beaten into that stupid fucking book in those movies that it wouldn't bother me if it was said, this is a story about how Mormons think girls should be. Here you go, America. But no, it's taking something that we love, like vampires, and perverting it with something like religion, which is kind of hypocritical, because a lot of vampirism mythology has had a lot of Catholicism in it.
Her point, it's... She never, at least in the book I read, she never once mentions anything about religion.
But you need
it's
to know
insinuated
a lot more
in that.
Though.
Sure, but I'm just saying, like, if you know nothing about Mormonism going in,
yeah, but see,
it won't affect you that way.
Playing devil's advocate, I would poke at you to say, like, that's more because you have a problem with religion in general than you do.
I have a problem
trying to put religion in that. Only
I have
because
a problem with a religious agenda being hidden under something that geeky children should enjoy.
Well, but then it starts falling into the whole like Star Wars
thing,
mythology.
I don't know. It's the same argument against like, would you let your kids read Narnia in that case? Because that has a lot of Christian allegory in it.
I think there's a difference in a Jesus myth and the idea of like a child wife. And
but I don't know. It's just it's a
I'm
fuzzy
in love
line.
With your baby, because people are predestined for their love from birth. And even though I'm 18 and your baby's zero,
I will
when your baby
almost
grows up, I'm gonna have sex with it. So just want to let you know. Oh, congratulations, you're a new mother. I'm gonna have sex with your baby.
I just I pretty much can probably guarantee that I don't think she really thought that as deep as you're thinking about it.
But that happens in the book.
I think it's probably a lot of her subconscious stuff, like sure. upbringing and things.
Oh, but she's a terrible writer, I don't think she was like, awful. Oh, let me foist my agenda on the public. I'm saying it's a shame that it's become so prolific, because it's just going to subtly infiltrate the minds of teenage girls that already have it hard enough to give them a negative view of sex, which I think is very wrong for teenagers to have. I don't think anyone should be preaching abstinence to teenagers. I think they should preach safe sex, smart sex, and make the decision when you're ready for it. Don't feel pressured, but it's also not evil, and you're not going to die, and you're not going to go to hell if you have sex. And every teenager has sex. So take that as a given, and then model your parenting and your advice around that, mm-hmm. and you're going to end up with a much healthier, happier kid who doesn't think that their body is bad, that their feelings are wrong.
Right.
And this book is like, abstinence, abstinence, abstinence. And that's just such a bullshit agenda.
Well, see, I'm curious now to see the movie only from that standpoint, because I don't know if I've heard any of that.
No, other than the whole first two idea. Things
about how she can't have sex.
Well, no, not necessarily. Yeah, well, that. I mean, that's...
And then when they do get married and they do have sex, mm-hmm. he beats the shit out of
her. It's insinuated. They don't show it.
Not on purpose.
They're so passionate is, I think, how they put it.
And that he's so much stronger
the sheets
than
are
her.
Torn and
so here's
whatever.
What
it's like Superman Lois Lane.
Yes. They have sex one time. She gets pregnant, which is what's supposed to happen every time you have sex, and she hates it. She
oh really? Yeah.
Wades into the water and like cries because she's like covered in bruises and shit, and she's like, sex is awful, but at least I'm pregnant now or some shit.
And so she never has to do
and
it again.
That's the whole idea that like sex is for procreation only, and you shouldn't really enjoy it.
I mean, I think that message is probably damaging, but at the same time, I mean, we got bombarded by awful messages growing up, and I mean, for the most part, people.
Things like Twilight didn't exist when we were little, though.
I know, but
internet out of the equation, and nothing could affect you. No movie, no TV show could have affected us the way that Twilight has the ability to affect today's young girls.
I don't know. I think that's kind of debatable, honestly. I mean, you get when you grow up, you get all these messages. I mean, back in our day, like on TV or radio mostly, and it. I mean, it had a lot of warped views on the race or, you know, sex.
I grew up on Three's Company, and that's just
there you go.
I didn't understand Three's Company.
I was at that age where I could comprehend what was going on.
And I mean, and like some people, like,
well,
some people take that and warp that and whatever, and somehow influences them a little bit.
I mean,
you grew up fine. You grew up not.
I'm just saying,
she doesn't have to live with two female roommates. Or I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like
Alex was my Jack Tripper. I always had to go, Jack.
You're gonna
grow
up
to the Regal Beagle.
I mean, it always.
What's going on in here?
It just always ends up like what? Kidding. How were you brought up? I don't think Twilight's going to do a whole lot of damage. Honestly,
parents who are preaching abstinence, Twilight is going to further warp their view of sexuality. And
but I mean, kind of in for the shit anyway already. No, so I mean, it's not going to do much.
I really
more.
Wish we could get a Twilight like a Twitlight a Twit twit. A Twitlighter
a Twit.
Or whatever you call like a fan.
Yeah.
Like a Trekkie. But like a
Twihard is what they call it.
A Twilighter.
A Twekkie.
A Twihard.
A Twihard. Twiharder.
Did you hear that the word they've the fan community coined for like the kind of emo vampire in Twilight is Fangst?
Oh my god,
but
are you serious?
That word is a piece of IKEA furniture.
Of course it is.
The Fangst.
It's friends with the Bob.
Yeah, it's a hanging shelf unit for kids.
Yeah, you take a Fangst and a Kevin. Cord,
and Kevin the table. And
you get yourself something you can put in the garage for storing paint.
Yeah, Charlie the chair and Kjarkvad the shelving unit.
I do love that they name all of their furniture.
We every time we go there, we get those super, super tasty chocolate bars they have at the checkout line.
They're cinnamon buns are what I get.
And they're called...
I like their dollar hot dogs.
They're called like Chocolord. Chocolord. Like, I don't even think that's the word for chocolate in Swedish.
Chocolord.
Chocolord.
Oh, I love chew chocolates.
The milk chocolate says like majok chocolord. I'm like, yes, please, it's, one majok chocolord.
That's bark, Klingon. Bark. That's not Swedish.
There is no. We bought some Klingon furniture there. It was called like the
Okay, you have to say it right. You have to yell
like,
it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, what kind of shelving unit is that? That's cocklock! Mock chock! Cocklock!
Very. You have to be angry about it.
It was like a there's like a mock talk and like a cocklock.
That's awesome. I love IKEA. Such a
What I was gonna say really quick.
Such a trip.
I would love to get a twit lighter.
Twit hard.
That Twork. we could sit here and just ask questions.
I would not want to talk to that person.
I would.
I think honestly, I think it's just same kind of stupid geekery it's, that any
that's
other.
The same exists. Reason why I want to get them in here because
my biggest problem with it is the crypto religious agenda that is not probably intended, but is definitely there.
Sure.
That just bothers me.
I think you're just it's seeking vampires. That out more than.
No, it's because it's fucking and they're goddamn vampires don't even have fangs.
That's my biggest issue. No, I mean, they never kill anybody.
Take out the Mormon shit, and my biggest problem with Twilight is it's shitty vampires. Why are they vampires?
No, that is true. And then they needlessly brought in the werewolf, which is an underrated.
Werewolves, what do they turn into? They turn into giant wolves. Yeah. It's not even a problem. It's not even. It's werewolves are tortured. They are haunted by their monthly transformation. These hot shirtless Mexican guys that whenever they feel like it turn into a really big dog and then don't
in the daytime.
And then, yeah, yeah. Twilight vampires can sparkle in the sun. They don't even.
They don't burn in daylight.
They don't burn. They have no fangs.
They don't kill people.
They don't kill people. They
not those vampires anyway.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Vampires are great, and these are shitty ass vampires.
You know what are awesome vampires? Are the ones in the book that we're reading in the book club this month.
What is it?
It's the it's Let the Right One In. It's what the movie is based on.
You know, they're almost done remaking that.
It's actually, what? They're making it
the
into
version.
Oh my god, it's why would you do that?
I think it's actually called Let Me In.
Oh my god. That's
awesome. Or Ring the Doorbell. And Let Me
I
In.
I will say this, though. Let the Right One In is free for Netflix people right now.
You guys need to go watch that or read the book it. Or both. A book is actually even more disturbing than the movie. Oh, it's great.
You can't spoil it. It's more visual.
Yeah.
Than anything else.
And it's very
atmospheric.
Yeah. Like it's actually it's not creepy in the traditional sense. It's just the atmosphere is very creepy.
The other thing I hate about Twilight, since we're still talking about that.
Yeah, let's vampires. Pound this fucker to the ground.
The last thing I'll say is that take out all the Mormon shit, even take out vampires, and it's just really crappy storytelling.
Oh my god, the writing is awful.
Masquerading as something for geeks, and I don't want anyone out there saying, oh, you liked Buffy? You'll probably like Twilight. Like,
oh, I don't think that connection has ever been made.
I bet it does from the outside. I bet people that don't understand it at all are like, oh, yeah, vampires is all the same shit. Because they're like, okay, the big climax in the final book is that the vampire Illuminati.
Spoiler.
Fuck, what fucking I care. If you read it, you're stupid.
That's good.
The vampire Illuminati come to make sure her vampire baby isn't evil, and they get there and they're like, oh, it's not. All right, later.
Peace out.
Like they're gearing up
boats
for this magic horrible battle.
I mean, honestly, that's not surprising because the
it's like Gladiator.
Even the first book,
what?
I mean,
not a battle.
What? Even the first book, it completely kills the only climax that you're looking for, which is the big vampire fight.
Yeah.
Because it shows it from the point of view of the girl, right? But right as they're starting to fight, the vampire, she gets knocked down and she doesn't even see it. So you don't see the movie is actually better in that case because you see them fight.
God.
In the book, she just passes out, and then she wakes up, and she's like, oh, I'm okay
How
now.
Was the fight? I won, and I love you.
I love you, too.
Forever.
Boats and hoes.
Fucking movie. Oh,
vampires and hoes and boats.
Although, I gotta say, like, for that Oop.
Whoa. That's why you're not supposed to mess with the legs.
For that demographic, I mean, I read stupider stuff when I was that age too. So, I mean, I can't really blame them. So.
Oh, well.
I read all the really cool series of Christopher Pike and R.L. Stein and Sweet Valley High and all that. So.
Captain Christopher Pike from the Enterprise?
No, that's... He wrote young adult horror also. About
Golden.
Evil cheerleaders and...
Golden Crisps?
A series of books by Golden, like Golden Crisp cereals. There's a series of books by Christopher Golden from the mid-90s about how the vampires are at war with the Vatican. And the Vatican,
that's actually a good idea.
You would probably really like it. They're called Of Saints and Shadows. And I'm really surprised they weren't made into a movie by now. Mm-hmm. He writes comics with Tara from Buffy.
Oh.
They write together. Oh. They're friends and they write together a lot. They write vampire comics. But in
so
Of
it's
Saints
a
and
comic?
Shadows, no, these are novels. Oh. But they do something different for the comics. But it's a series of books about a vampire. Basically, being a vampire doesn't make you evil, but you have to drink human blood to survive, and getting around that is not very easy.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you do it long enough, you're pretty much evil.
Right.
So there's one guy that's like, fuck this, I'm not going to do it anymore. It's basically Angel before Angel. He kind of becomes a private detective, but it definitely predates Angel by like half a decade. And he decides that he can like will himself to not burn up in sunlight.
Uh-huh.
And tries that, and anyway, along the lines, it turns out there's like a big fucking conspiracy, and the Vatican is way more evil than the vampires, and they end up gearing up for a massive war that is, I guess, comes to a head in the second book, which I never read. But the funny thing about Christopher Golden, and I've mentioned this on the podcast before, I think, is every great once in a while, you feel like he gets bored and throws in a vampire orgy. Like, the story's moving along.
Honestly, that
fine.
Should be part of all vampire books anyway. I mean, they're all about the sex and rock and roll with the vampires.
Hardcore sex.
Oh, my
God. Every four chapters.
It's the same with True Blood. I mean, unless somebody gets naked, the episode isn't finished.
All vampires can do that because they're... If you were a vampire, you don't have to worry about AIDS.
Yeah, no diseases, no babies. Just go for it.
That's true.
Go nuts.
Yeah, so they're like, fuck it. Might as well.
Yeah, I would.
They're all into the freaky stuff, so...
Shit.
Just like gays.
All right, so that's our post-show for Podcast 63. Thanks for listening, thanks for downloading, thanks for donating.
We love you guys.
Joel Watson at Hijinks and Sue. Eli, Denise.
Woohoo. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Or hope you had one, maybe, I guess.
Yeah, if I was really, really like crazy, I'd get all this up tomorrow so people could listen to it and ignore their family.
Boats and hoes.